Hello, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to session 6. We're going over pages 44 through 49 as we continue on Psalms 23. God is more than enough. Just picking right back up to where we're talking about God is more than enough to meet your directional needs. It says here, and on page 45, and Paul tells us that God reveals those very things unto us in our experience. I always say this, experience is the absolute best teacher. You can learn a lot from your experience if you fix your focus. You know, it also says here in 1 Corinthians 2 and 12 that we receive the Holy Spirit that we might know the things that have been freely given unto us by God. He has things that he indeed wants to give you freely. Are you willing to pay attention to the signals the signs, so that you can experience God's best for your life? So the subtopic, the right way. He leads us is always in the path of righteousness. God always leads us. Always leads us in the paths of righteousness. It's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's no snake it, scheme it, fake it. No, God really intends for us. His desire is to lead us in a path of righteousness, that our appointed destination is always his righteous will. You have to know this for yourself. You can't cut it and you can't clone it. You have to be righteous, okay? Because if you're righteous, the Holy Spirit is then able to take you beyond the limits. Beyond the limits. And one thing about a good shepherd knows the right way. A good shepherd plans the way before he or she begins the journey. So that makes me feel so secure in knowing that a good shepherd is going to lead me unto righteousness. A good shepherd isn't going to lead me somewhere where I'm going to get lost. A good shepherd is going to say, okay, I've already surveyed the land. I know where we can go to where we won't experience drought. I know we're going to go into a place where I know the way without a doubt in my mind. And so I always say this, and again, like I always says, experience is the best teacher. The Holy Spirit makes up the difference in our lives. You know, as humans, we can only go so far. Your knowledge, your wisdom, your understanding can only take you so far. But what encourages me the most is that when God steps on the scene, when the Holy Spirit is in the midst, certain things begin to happen in the atmosphere. And therefore, again, what I thought was my best, God comes in and shows me better. Again, what I thought was my best, God comes in and shows me better. He does that by making it clear. And it's important for us to be able to get that clear perspective. But if we do not get into a space of rest, we've talked about this, rest mode, then we can't expect that kind of clarity that God really desires to speak to and through us in a frame of clarity. You know, we talked about how in the Bible, the concept of a name is more than just identifying who I am, but it represents my reputation and my character. You know, God knows your name. Your name in those times was very significant. And in today's day, your name is very significant. Your name is significant because it not only says who you are, but again, your reputation should have a remnant of who God is, the residue of who God is. When people say your name, you shouldn't be the world's worst, but you should be striving for the best, and you should be striving for righteousness. God wants you to be in rest position so that when he comes through and shakes things up for you, there won't be any question as to who should get the glory or the credit and the praise. God really desires to get the glory out of this. So although we talked about making God bigger, listen, he doesn't need you and he doesn't need me, but he chooses us because he has enough confidence that we would glorify his name. So as much as you might hear the name Melanie, you need to know that it's not about me. It's all about him. And you know, I'm reminded that a magnifying glass doesn't make things bigger. They just appear to be bigger. Is a magnifying glass lying to us? No, it's not. It's not lying. It just appears to be.